This is Akashvani, the news read by Morgan Bagra. Campaigning has reached a crescendo for all seven Lok Sabha seats in Delhi. The polling in the city is scheduled on Saturday. Candidates and leaders from the BJP, AAP and Congress are engaged in hectic campaigning in different parts of the national capital to woo the voters in their favour. As the national capital reels under severe heatwave conditions, political temperature is also on the rise with less than 3 days left for campaigning. Political parties are leaving no stone unturned to attract voters through roadshows, public meetings and door-to-door campaigns. Social media is also being used effectively to set narratives in their favour by both ruling BJP at the centre and opposition AAP Congress combined. BJP is continuously targeting AAP on the issue of alleged liquor scam and other irregularities, and at the same time, the party is also putting its weight behind the issues of national security, abrogation of Article 370, as well as reservation on the basis of religion to target Congress. Alleged assault on AAP MP Swati Maliwal has also provided an issue to BJP to corner AAP. Price rise, unemployment, alleged misuse of central agencies, alleged undermining of constitution are among the prominent issues being raised by AAP Congress to attack BJP. In Bihar, one person was killed and two others injured today in post-violence under Telpa police station area in Chapra town under Sadan parliamentary constituency. Sadan Superintendent of Police Dr. Gaurav Mangla confirmed the incident. He said groups of the RJD and BJP supporters clashed at Bhikari Thakur Chowk area over issue of alleged rigging in fifth phase of polling held yesterday. One of the historical parliamentary constituencies in Bihar, the Purvi Champaran segment, will go to the polls in the sixth phase of Lok Sabha elections on 25th May along with seven other Lok Sabha constituencies. This is the land of Mahatma Gandhi, where the famous Champaran Satyagraha took place against the British rule. In the 2024 Lok Sabha election, there is direct fight between the NDA and Grand Alliance candidates for this seat. Our correspondent reports that more than 18 lakh voters will decide the electoral fate of 12 candidates. Delhi's Rouse Avenue Court today extended the judicial custody of former Deputy Chief Minister and Aam Aadmi Party leader Manish Sisodia till 31st May in a money laundering case linked to excise policy scam. The matter will now be heard on 31st of this month. Sisodia has been in judicial custody since February 26 last year after he was arrested by the CBI. Later, he was arrested by the ED. Anti-terrorism Day is being observed across the nation today. The day marks the death anniversary of former Prime Minister Rajiv Gandhi, who was assassinated on this day in 1991 by a suicide bomber of the Liberation Tigers of Tamil Alam at Siriparambadur in village near Chennai. It is observed to educate people about the negative impact of terrorism and violence on society and the nation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has paid tributes to the former Prime Minister Rajiv Gandhi on his death anniversary today. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge, Congress Parliamentary Party Leader Sonia Gandhi and Senior Congress Leader Rahul Gandhi paid floral tributes to the former Prime Minister at Veer Bhumi in New Delhi. India's Ekta Bayan secured gold medal with the season's best throw of 20.12 meter in the women's F51 club throw competition at the World Para Athletic Championship at Kobe in Japan today. While Kashish Lakra took the silver with an effort of 14.56 meter, Najat Bocherf of Algeria won the bronze with a score of 12.70 meter. Deepthi, the Para-Asian Games gold medalist, had smashed a world record time of 55.07 seconds in the women's 400-meter T20 category race to win a gold medal yesterday. The championships will continue till 25th of this month. Indian junior men's hockey team kicked off their tour of Europe with a win over Belgium. India took the lead early in the group game, with vice-captain Sardanan Tiwari firing a penalty stroke. The second quarter saw the vice-captain complete his brace to double the team's lead with yet another penalty stroke. Belgium converted a penalty corner early in the third quarter to reduce the goal deficit to one. With just a few minutes left in the game, the Belgians converted another penalty corner to equalize. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.